parade was ending, the driver of the vehicle ploughing into the crowd. People surrounding the vehicle, trying to smash the windows and get to the driver.
Police say it's not terrorism, but they have no motive at this time. A 53-year-old man is in custody. Three more of the inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail earlier this month were recaptured on Monday. That means only two prisoners are still on the loose. A former police chief in rural Arkansas is also on the loose. Grant Hardin broke out of a prison where he'd been serving time for rape and murder. Two killed, nine wounded in a mass shooting in Philadelphia last night. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin's two largest counties face budget shortfalls next year. Faced with a $46.7 million budget deficit for 2026, Milwaukee County is planning major spending cuts for the first time in years, and Dane County is facing a projected $31 million budget deficit for next year. Governor Tony Evers is touting the success of recent virtual job fairs for federal workers. The job fairs were made available to federal workers impacted by the Trump administration's mass firings. The job fairs were among several initiatives from the Evers administration to support fired federal workers. And summer's here, and that means more grilling, backyard campfires, and burning brush. UW Health adult trauma doctor Patrick Shahan says to avoid fire-related injuries, don't use anything that's not specifically labeled as a fire starter to start a fire. If you get burned, reach out to a local care provider to find out what treatment's needed.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for the next couple of days. Our high today right around 65. Tonight we're going to drop into the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, shower 63. We'll see a little more sunshine Thursday with a high near 71. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
Maximum hits.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:02 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. As we're looking outside the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak this morning. Definitely cloudy out there. Not seeing any precipitation. This is what we expect to see for our weather today, as you heard Sean just mention. Starting to see a little more activity on the square as well. Don't forget the Farmer's Market is here tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. Here is Aerosmith, Dream On on Max FM.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer. The past is gone. It went by like dust to dawn.
It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:10 on Tuesday morning. We had to play a little bit of Crowded House this morning. We were celebrating our celebrity birthdays. Wanted to make sure we got that one in as well. We are going to be talking about our Pets of the Week from the Sauk County Humane Society. For more information about these pets, you can go to saukhumane.org. Emily, let's talk about that beautiful cat this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is Venus. Venus is a one-year-old black domestic short hair gal who is full of fun and games. Active and on the move, Venus is looking for a home with lots of toys to play with and some catnip to delight her. She loves her time in the cat socialization room and spends it chasing toy mice and balls, enjoying a scratcher and remnants of the catnip that she can find. After the action, she will stop for some lap time. Venus says she hopes to find her future forever home and family very soon. She is spayed, up to date on vaccinations, and will be microchipped before going home. She is just a gorgeous little all-black kitty cat with those golden eyes. We had a cat long ago named Morris, and she looked a lot like him with a teensy little white splotch on her chest. And sounds like she's wild and fun and would bring a lot of joy to a family. So please check in Sauk County Humane Society and find out more about Venus if you're interested in a kitty cat, because she is quite lovely.
She is such a beautiful cat. And we're going to talk about Milo, and I cannot describe Milo enough this morning. I saw this come in over the weekend and fell in love instantly. Milo is a beautiful 1.5-year-old German Shepherd mix, and they say XL, so I'm assuming extra large. Milo was surrendered when his family moved and could not take him along. Milo's a young and energetic dog, and he's looking for a family that is ready for his energy level. He is always ready to play and would love a fenced-in yard for space to run off energy, a good game of fetch, and training. He is learning to walk on a leash and at this time does not know any commands. So his family needs to be committed to his training and to understand Milo's energy level. He could possibly share his home with another dog, but no cats or young children due to his size and activity level. He is up to date on vaccines and will be neutered and microchipped before going home. Now, as I look at Milo, he's just got this big, fluffy snout, brown, and then he's got some black on his head and his ears mixed in with the brown, and his top back is black and brown chest with some black specks mixed in. Just a furry dog, for lack of a better way of putting it, and a beautiful dog. And if you have a chance to go adopt Milo, please do so. I cannot describe him enough this morning. Go to sockhumane.org. Look him up, because he's a beautiful dog. And he does need someone who, again, is going to be committed to his training. But there's some great trainers in this area. And Milo looks like a perfect companion, Emily.
Yeah, he is. Just the expression on his face. And, like, also, yeah, like the way Dave described him, too. He's got, like, long, floppy ears. And he looks like he's got some, like, maybe like schnauzer, like giant schnauzer.
Maybe, yeah.
There's like a mustache situation going on.
Yes.
It's just like,
there is. That's a good
I think
way
there's
to
some giant schnauzer
it.
In there. I used to groom dogs, so I do recognize breeds pretty well. Even when they're all kinds of mutley, I can see some of that kind of wiry hair in there. That's a little different than the German Shepherd, and his ears don't stand up. So his eyes are just, I'm completely in love. I agree,
me
Dave.
Too.
Like, I feel like we need to have, like, I don't know. Every time I see these animals, I'm like, could I take in another? And I'm like, no, you can't.
And that's what we hope someone, though, can take in is Milo. And I like the wiry mustache. That's a good way to describe it. But go check it out, Emily. I mean, it's just, he's a beautiful dog. And I saw him and fell in love instantly. And the other thing the Sauk County Humane Society does want to remind us that summer is on the horizon. That means more outside activities. Kids are home from schools, doors opening, closing, company arriving, and vacations take more ways for your pet to escape the confines of their home and area. I can say this is definitely a thing, because our dog decided on Sunday when the door was open to dart out the door. Luckily, he did what he was supposed to when I called him. However, he did dart out the door. So, yes, we want to remind people of that, because it's something they take those opportunities to sneak out the door, and a lost pet is stressful for all involved. Proper identification for your pet is important to help them get home sooner than later. So when all the pets are adopted from the Humane Society, all the information is placed into the adopter's name and they're microchipped. So it's also important to remember, if you have a microchip pet, to keep that information up to date, including any changes in address, phone number that are outdated. It makes it difficult to track your pet's information down and get them home safely. All strays that come into the shelter are checked for microchip and current tags, and such as rabies and identification tags. Now, Emily, what should someone do if they have a lost pet?
Yeah, so they have some really nice tips here. So obviously call the shelter 608-356-2520 to file a lost pet report. A current picture with any specific features highlighted are very helpful. Perhaps your pet is all one color but has one different colored ear or paw or something like that, something that makes them stand out, what kind of collar they wear, you know, all that kind of stuff, something to make it easier to identify your pet if someone was to see them. The shelter staff will ask a variety of questions to help identify your pet. And then also you can notify, you know, in addition to obviously calling the shelter, police stations and vet offices, or if there's any rescues in the area, that's where people end up if they find a lost pet. Sometimes they'll show up at a rescue wondering if they came from there. They can, you know, they can wander off and people might be traveling and find them on the road or something like that. So be aware of there's other shelters that are around, folks that might pick them up. They don't know if they're traveling, like where the local shelters are. So you do want to check out a variety of different resources. There's some great internet resources like Lost Pets of Wisconsin, Paw Boost, things like that. There are some scams out there in terms of people who are trying to utilize this process to, you know, basically take advantage of a person who has lost a pet. So just always be aware of this situation. There's some good tips here, too. If your cat has gone on walkabout, here's what you should do. Set out the litter box, their bedding, and some of your clothing that has kind of your scent on it out on the porch, in your fence, inside your fenced yard, or somewhere on your property. And just having it outside kind of puts that out in the air, all that, the scent of where the cat belongs to come back home. It says don't set out food, though. It could attract other animals. Mm-hmm. And then obviously put up flyers, notify your neighbors. Really, that I've had a couple of dogs get out on me. Cats, no, because I'm still new as a cat owner for the most part in my life. Every time, every single time they've come back around is because they just ask the people that are close to your house and someone's seen it like down the road, right, off looking for a snack or something like that. So, but always, always get in touch with your humane society that's in your county, because people will call, even if they don't have that lost pet, they will call and say, hey, I saw, you know, a white dog over there on that road. And then you at least have an idea of where to kind of hone in on it and start focusing on where they've been recently.
Right. And then the other thing is just don't run after your pet. They may become frightened that they will run away. Sit on the ground, call them, encourage them to come to you, and tell strangers and those helping not to chase them, but to notify you about their lost location. Always remind your family members, especially children and visitors, that it's important to watch for your pet when going in and out of doors and gates. And it's best to contain your pet in a separate area of your home during these busy times when you have company. Again, we want to stress the importance of having your pet microchipped and wearing a collar with all identifying tags when traveling or taking them on vacation. Now, if you find a lost pet, bring them to the Saucony Humane Society or local shelter, be scanned for a microchip. It's possible they may have a report and can reunite the pet with their family. A vet office can also scan for a microchip. We do want to remind everyone that the Saucony Humane Society offers microchipping of pets for $30 plus tax. Call the shelter for an appointment at 608-356-2520. And Emily,
I also want to add something too quickly, just from my own experience of when I used to do dog care in a prior career of mine. I want to share that planning ahead is really to prevent a dog or a cat from, you know, running away from a situation is really key. So when you have big events coming up, if you're having a big party in your yard, plan ahead. Is your dog good at that kind of thing? Or if it's not, if it gets concerned with a lot of people and a lot of activity, you know, give it a nice cozy spot in the house, play some soft music so it kind of can calm down on its own and not feel like it needs to try to run the situation or run away from the situation. Also, big one, 4th of July fireworks. Please plan ahead on what to do with your dog, because dogs are scared of fireworks. Doesn't matter the breed, doesn't matter anything. It is a very loud noise for them. They are very scared, and I had a dog run off on me when there was some fireworks, you know, just kind of not the big ones, but just even small ones in the yard when we were out of town. And I, you know, he was gone overnight, and it killed me. We got him back. He was fine, but he was so scared. So yeah, just plan ahead. There was times that I took care of dogs, you know, on my own, in our dog daycare that we had, because people planned ahead and went ahead and, you know, asked if we could take care of them over the 4th of July holidays so they wouldn't be so scared. So just plan ahead. Take care of your puppies and your kitties, because they look to you for that care, and then they turn around and give it back in love. So
yes, they do. And before we wrap up, we want to remind everyone that the Humane Society has a low-cost spay and neuter clinic every Tuesday and Thursday. Again, contact the shelter at 608-356-2520 for more information. And the needs of donations include bleach, canned cat food, and Dawn. So again, bleach, canned cat food, and Dawn are needed. Go to sockhumane.org for more information. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:40. We're going to celebrate calendar days.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Looking forward to that. And there's a couple of good ones on there as well, and maybe some important ones. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 8:21 on Tuesday morning. We hope everyone's having a great day so far. As a reminder, if you live in the city of Baraboo, your normal garbage pickup day is delayed by one day. So if your garbage day was Monday, it'll be picked up today. Tuesday picked up on Wednesday, so forth and so on. Here is Don Henley, the Boys of Summer on Max FM.
got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 8:30 on Tuesday morning, and we have a big deal of day over at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. Get half off a $150 certificate to Gateway Metabolic Weight Loss. That certificate today is just $75. No code required. Gateway Metabolic Weight Loss will develop a plan customized just for you. For more information about them and this limited time offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Tomorrow night, do you have dinner plans? If not, we have the perfect idea for dinner and a way to help a great cause. The Baraboo Community Heroes is going to be supported by Papa Murphy's right here in Baraboo with a 20 50% donation for all online orders by going to papamurphys.com. Enter the code CARING at checkout, C-A-R-I-N-G at papamurphys.com tomorrow night. And 20% of all proceeds will go to Baraboo Community Heroes. Coming up, we will have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW10 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW10. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Boston Red Sox in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, game two of the Brewers and Red Sox. The Crew winning yesterday 3-2. Trevor McGill with the save. And lefty D.L. Hall awarded the win after coming off the 60-day IL plagued with injuries. I asked Hall how it felt first game back in front of a sold-out stadium in front of over 40,000 fans.
Oh, great. I mean, I was excited, you know, just to be back out there. Executed the pitches when I need to. Other than the leadoff walk, I thought it was pretty good.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love on hand to throw out the first pitch. Spent about a half hour in the Brewers clubhouse before the game.
It was awesome. Being down in the clubhouse, talking to all the guys, you know, how they get ready for a game. It's definitely a lot different than football environment, but these guys are playing games every day. So it's definitely a whole different world coming out here and seeing the behind-the-scenes action. So I'm very grateful that they were able to welcome me in there and just talk and hang out for a little bit. They all seem like really good guys.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for the next couple of days. Our high today right around 65. Tonight we're going to drop into the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, shower 63. We'll see a little more sunshine Thursday with a high near 71. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Baraboo's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Thinking nothing could go wrong. You and I.
7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It's 8:41 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. And we have a quick update on some of the commentary we're seeing on why were all the clothes spread along the shoulder of Highway 33 between Baraboo and Portage this morning. And
please enlighten us.
Yeah, so
what is going
some
on?
Some of our commentary this morning has someone with a frowny face with a finger looking at it like they're confused. Someone asked, what the heck? Someone said that somebody's in trouble with their significant other. That seems to be the popular thing this morning with that. Someone else observed this in two different areas, and someone said, yeah, I've been there, buddy. So that's, so some brutal commentary this morning on our social media post of the morning. So we don't know why the clothes were spread along Highway 33, but could have been someone just put their basket of clothes somewhere, didn't have them secure, or somebody's in a little bit of trouble. Nonetheless, we don't know the story, so that is what our speculation is this morning on Tuesday, May 27th.
Only speculation. The clothes on Highway 33, it is still a mystery. If you have real factual information, please let us know, because inquiring minds on the morning show with Dave and Emily, including Dave and Emily, would really like to know why those clothes spread around on Highway 33 this morning. You know what? Maybe it's just get back to work and let it all go. I don't know. But interesting way to start the day, you know? It's May 27th. It's a special day, and we have some reasons to celebrate according to our calendar day list that we like to talk about.
Yeah, and we don't want to air anyone's dirty laundry today.
Oh, ba-bum, that was really, really, really easy segue into saying something. All right, I'll take it. I will take it. I like it. Well, I do know that it is. It is Asher Day today, which is right up at the top, which is interesting because usually the name ones are at the bottom. Right. And I do know an Asher, so I did want to mention that one. I appreciate all the Ashers out there.
It's
celebrate
Aaron
yourselves
day
today. It is Aaron Day too. Yep. There's a couple of those in our groups of people we work with and know. So yeah.
So happy Aaron Day to Aaron Carreno. We also like calling him AC Voltage, and a little bit of an inside joke on that one with some of us. Definitely text in and say happy Aaron Day anytime after 4 o'clock today, 608-355-9970.
Something inside that I don't even know about is going on with that. So anyways, happy Aaron Day to Aaron and all the other Aarons out there. I think you should treat yourself to a great popsicle because it's National Great Popsicle Day. Woo! Of course it is. Beat the heat and tickle those taste buds with this refreshing pop. Now, these do look really good, and I do love myself some grapes. What I like, and I'm just going to go beyond this, is taking grapes and putting them in the freezer. Ooh. And then you just eat the frozen grapes. They're so delicious because grape flavoring sometimes can be a little bit sweet. So real grapes, so put them in the freezer. And then you can actually use them for ice cubes for cocktails or in your wine, and it looks really pretty, or in a glass of water. And then you get a little bit of grape flavor in whatever it is you're drinking. So just a little tip from me, you know. Just trying to be here for you out there in terms of trying to keep yourself refreshed. On the opposite side of refreshing, it is National Cellophane Tape Day. Time to commemorate the invention of one of the most practical things, cellophane tape. All right.
And the weakest
moving
tape
on through
out
that
there
one
is you tear it off and try to put it on something that rips, it tears. Ah. Yeah, I'll just say that. I'm not celebrating that one today. But
he's one of those that gets himself wrapped in cellophane while he's trying to just cover up like a bowl of Jello or something like that. He's just like, oh god,
it just
this
rips.
Is talking about
funny
tape, so
the
I don't
tape
know if
no
this is
like
the tape that
scotch
sticks
tape
at the
type of stuff, you know.
Maybe,
and then
I don't know.
You're trying
oh,
to,
yeah, I suppose.
And then it just doesn't come off right, or you get more than you want to off the roll. It's a thing. So it could just be the tape dispenser I'm using too. So I think it's older than I am. Maybe that's the issue. So it is also sunscreen day today. So make sure if you're out in the sun somewhere that you have sunscreen on today. It's very important. Probably don't need to worry about that in the Baraboo area today. As I look outside the Weicker Great Day building, corner of 3rd and Oak, I see plenty of clouds and no sunshine. It's also Old Time Player Piano Day. And we're not talking about the person playing the piano. It's the player inside the piano. And for any of those folks that don't know what I'm talking about, there used to be pianos that had a player inside of them, and then they would play the keyboard for you. And so pretty cool.
Those are cool.
Yes, they are.
They're cool, and they're kind of creepy. I mean, fact that it is like such an old invention, it really is pretty incredible to see. If you've never seen one play, like, I mean, I guess you can just probably YouTube it now, but like seeing it in person is really pretty cool because the keys actually get pushed down like there's someone there.
And there's
very
no
weird. Like somehow it's programmed
from
the inside
there.
That you know, all the things that are connected to the inside, the wires and all the things that are connected to the strings that are the piano keys, essentially, picture like a guitar string, but like longer. Somehow those are pulled from the interior of the piano, so then they're engaging the keys on the outside, so it looks like a ghost is playing the piano. It's so cool. I'm such a fan. I didn't know they had
too
a day for that, so
they
May
do
27th, man.
And it's
Old
right
time
along
player piano day. Love it.
And there's nothing to fear with that player piano. Because it is nothing to fear day today. So, you know, I thought that was a good one. And then
I like that one.
National Jordan Day. So I do know a Jordan. I'm going to text him and wish him a happy National Jordan Day. I actually know a couple of Jordans. It must be the name day today. Now, there is one on a couple of serious ones. We have National Hairstylist Mental Health Awareness Day. So hairstylists often lend a friendly ear to their customers, so this observation is to all about offering yours in return. So they hear a lot of things and they're there for you, and so be there for them today, Emily.
I appreciate that because there's a lot of jobs in certain industries, right, where you're it's a service job, but you're working, you know, front of the house or front customer facing or whatever you want to call it. And because you spend a significant amount of time with that person, you end up kind of being the listening ear. And definitely hairstylists are that way, as well as a couple other I can think of that I've had experience doing. And that you do. You kind of function as their... You know, they tell about their day or their troubles or, you know, whatever is going on with them. And you kind of can give advice or, you know, they kind of sometimes lean on you like, can you help me solve my problem? You know, it can be more than just cutting hair.
Yes,
or
it is.
Serving food or, you know, whatever. Like, it can be a lot. So I really appreciate that one. I think that that's important.
Well, and I know, like, our friends at 12 Salon here in Baraboo have trained with Hope House to know about some of the other signs while somebody's in there, if somebody needs help. So there's a lot that goes into this. So we thank all of them today. And it's also National Gray Day. Raise your voices and spread awareness about brain cancer. That is what National Gray Day is today. So something Absolutely. To definitely remember and think about. And so, I mean, it's definitely very much out there. And if you see a gray ribbon, you know what it's for as well. And that's something
well,
that...
I appreciate that. Those colors that signify things to be aware of are really helpful. You know, there's new... I'm learning new stuff every day. I didn't know
Me
the
too.
Gray Day one, and I'm really glad to know that one. A little bit of a lighter note, something that I really enjoy and appreciate is this Scripps Spelling Bee Day.
Yes!
I love a good spelling bee. I love spelling. I like to think that I'm really pretty good at spelling. I think I'm all right at spelling. I don't know. Growing up, I used to help both my dad and sister spell words because I was better than both of them. So I thought I was happy about that.
Yes.
And I love spelling bees. I love watching spelling bees. Both my kids were in them. They're just, it's just a lot of fun. I would be down for a spelling bee like any day because I think it's just fun and it uses your brain in a specific way. If it's not something that you've memorized, a visual word that you have that you just know what it looks like, or figuring out the root of the word and the longer ones and how to then fill in the rest of that. I think it's just a good challenge for people's brains. So anybody out there who's doing spelling bees, you know, in third, fourth grade right now, good luck. It's a lot of fun. Challenge yourself. You're going to do great.
Yes, you are. And you can catch those on IMTV as well. They show the National Scripps Spelling Bee. It's something that I may have a few trophies somewhere from back in the day as well. So, little known secret. I may have won one or two of those sometime in my lifetime.
Nice.
Yeah.
Another thing we have in common. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love them. It's something I thought was pretty cool as a kid. Emily, you're going to be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10. We're going to be halfway through our work week tomorrow already. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I don't. Not really. That's really pretty cool. I'll take it. I like the long weekend and the short week. I mean, both things are winners. So we do like talking to you all out there. We miss you all every time we're not on the radio.
We
so
do.
It felt weirdly long to be away from Dave and the listeners and being here in front of this microphone doing this thing. So we really do appreciate you. We so appreciate you when you interact with us. So let us know if you find out anything about those clothes on Highway 33. That is the biggest story of the day, folks. Highway 33, the missing clothes. Especially if you're that person, I just got to know what is going on.
What
But everybody
happened?
Have a super great Tuesday.
Yes, we're curious. And if we do find out, we'll let you all know on Wednesday. Morning Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Get ready for a healthier spring and summer with Gateway Metabolic Weight Loss. They are a DNA-based program that helps reset a patient's metabolism and give them the tools for healthy weight management for a lifetime. Dr. Angela provides support and guidance throughout the program to address needs on a day-to-day basis. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $150 gift certificates for just $75. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them, we are Wisconsin nice, and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Progressive knows owning a home can be hard, but not always. Like when you're relaxing on your patio, enjoying a nice quiet evening. So quiet. Except for the sound of the neighbor's party. Which you said you'd go to if you weren't busy. And your quiet night on the patio, that's not exactly busy, is it? Maybe you should just stay inside. At least Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance is the easiest part of owning a home. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
She got
make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right. Paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few.